So first off, for some of our listeners who are a bit more, I guess, shark phobic, could you let us know how likely or unlikely it is to be actually attacked by a shark?
So look, the risk of getting bitten by a shark is extremely low. It's far lower than many other things which people get up to these days, including just getting in your car and driving to the beach. More people die being washed off rocks when they're fishing or just drowning in the water because they're not swimming between the flags. So it's important to put that risk into perspective. It's a very low risk, but of course it's a very frightening prospect, and so it's understandable that people have some concerns.
Yeah, definitely. So in your study, you looked at the environmental conditions of shark attacks. What were, I guess, some of the more dangerous conditions in which shark attacks can take place?
So what the study found by looking at 100 years of Australian shark attack data was that the risk increases when you get closer to things like a river mouth. So often river mouths are very, what do we call, productive areas, where you get a lot of fish, a lot of prey for the sharks, so the sharks are attracted in. And this is made worse when you see heavy rainfall, because the rain washes out a lot of nutrients as well, and that also increases the turbidity, the cloudiness of the water near the river mouth. So both of those things can be factors in increasing your risk. We also saw some interesting trends with temperature, although in general shark attack risk goes up with increasing temperature because more people are in the water. What we did tend to find is that attacks occur in areas where the water is cooler relative to the surroundings and cooler relative to years before and after.
Right. So there's a fair few things that are coming into play here.
That's right. And what we're hoping is that these models which explain the data and the historical data can be used in future to try and predict where attacks are most likely to happen. And then perhaps, you know, adjust our resources, our monitoring, flyovers, beach patrols, etc. accordingly.
Yeah, definitely some research that would be very handy now and in future. I guess as well, so most people are familiar with great whites or tiger sharks, but do attacks vary much between the species?
The nature of the attack varies greatly depending on what the person in the water is up to, whether they're swimming or surfing. Many of the attacks can be what we call provoked attacks, where someone might be spearfishing, and so they're up to an activity which is naturally going to attract sharks in. So it totally depends on the location as to what species may be involved and the nature of the activity that the person's up to.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess with this research, what do you hope to see as an outcome for it?
So what we're hoping is that the people in charge of shark mitigation, which in New South Wales is obviously the DPI, can take this information on board, and the study was done with their help, along with Taronga Zoo, and take this information on board and perhaps come up with some sort of rating system for relative risk in the water. Now, we obviously don't want to panic people. We want people to go in the ocean and enjoy the ocean. But it might be worth reminding people that, hey, perhaps today is the day that you take a shark mitigation device into the water or on your surfboard with you, or perhaps the DPI, who to some extent look after people on the beach by funding helicopter patrols and those sorts of things, they might be able to concentrate their assets in the areas where there are likely to be the highest risk. And if anybody's interested, they can have a look at the Macquarie's Lighthouse website, which puts a bit more detail as to how we see this going forward.
Yes, of course, definitely. I think it would be very cool to have, I guess, in relation to how they do it for fire safety, put up like a sign, like, this is your risk today. I think that would be something that would be very helpful.
That's right. And it sort of builds on something that we already have in terms of warning systems for the beach, whether it's, rough surf or whatever it is. Yep.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure.